man.
Miguel and Holly. Mornings on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly O'Connor with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
A celebrity couple has announced divorce.
No.
I know. Ready?
You've been stressing me out all morning about this. Who is it?
Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet.
Really?
That's what I said!
Like, if there was another perfect couple outside of Will and Jada and Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
What is with you and Kurt Russell and Goldie
Hawn? I don't know. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson. I don't know who else they're, like, they seem so perfect together.
I know, and it feels like even recently it's been great. Because remember, how long ago was it? Time is a construct. Jason Momoa was, like, posing with Lenny Kravitz because Lenny and Lisa Bonet, we were together and they have a kid or two together. And then Jason Momoa was like, you're my bro and we're going to raise this kid. And it was like a beautiful blended family. And that wasn't that long ago.
No, it was during the holidays, I believe. It was something with spending Christmas or something together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so when my eyeballs laid eyes on this, that doesn't make sense. When my eyeballs peeped this today, I was like, because it just seems so heartbreaking. And they wrote such a beautiful joint statement. So let me just get into something. I was like trying to just glean a couple things, but I'm like, nah, I'm going to read most of the whole thing. Here we go. So they called it quits. They've been together 16 years, by the way.
Jason Momoa?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. They started dating in 2005, got married in 2017. They've got two kids together. Here's the statement. We have all felt the squeeze and changes of these transformational times. A revolution is unfolding, and our family is of no exception. And so we share our family news. We are parting ways in marriage. We free each other to be who we are learning to become. Our devotion unwavering to the sacred life in our children, teaching our children what's possible, living the prayer, may love prevail.
Listen, let me tell you something. We are going through something right now in the world.
Like, if these two can't make it, though.
I mean, we're all going through it, and people are wanting change, and sometimes that happens. It's been a long 16 years. It's a long time.
It is a long time, and obviously, it does seem like there's love here because, like, I mean, yeah, a lot of people write a statement together, and you know, it usually tends to be very generic. And, like, you remember when Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow, they conscious uncoupling, like, you call it something that's progressive because people don't like just being like, well, we split up because it sounds like something is breaking. But I like this in a way because it sounds like instead of breaking, even though it is what's happening, it sounds more like they've put some effort and thought into growing just individually instead of continuing to interchange roots together.
So sad. Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet.
I know. I know. So anyway, that was the shock for me this morning.
We better not hear about Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson.
No.
It's too much. I'm taking some days off.
I think I might. although I would come in that day to report on it. We'd all cry together and then I would take
and then just leave.
I would probably leave. Yeah. And be like, I'm not doing the rest of the show.
Done.
I'm not doing it. So, well, let's not even put that out into the universe. Nope. Kylie Jenner, in other news, just became the first woman to reach 300 million followers on Instagram.
Oh,
moly.
I know, 300 million. Now, who does she best, I guess, for that? Because for the very longest time, Selena Gomez was the number one followed woman on Instagram. Now, Selena Gomez is at the third spot with 288 million. Ariana Grande, then, is in the number two spot now with 289 million. So they're pretty neck and neck. But then Kylie Jenner is over 300 million.
Can I just ask a question? Like, again, I don't follow Kylie.
Okay.
But I want to know, what's the draw to her Instagram? Because I know, like, for example, like Ariana Grande, like, it's kind of cool seeing, like, the music videos that she posts. She's on The Voice and seeing all the projects that she's working on.
Yeah, I like watching her stuff. I like watching, even though Selena, I don't think, handles it anymore, I like some of the behind-the-scenes stuff from Selena Gomez.
Like, that stuff's really cool. Like, that's why I would follow. But I don't understand the draw for Kylie. I know she's, like, extremely rich and has her own makeup line.
Yeah.
I don't know what she does, though. Like, that's just, I don't know.
Well, because you don't follow her.
That's
because
she's fun.
But that's,
she's fun.
Well, is she?
Although, like, we're questioning the person who's got the most highest followed woman, Cristiano Ronaldo, the soccer player.
Again.
He makes sense.
Be taken down, I feel like. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But like with Kylie, okay, can you just tap dance for a second while I look her up?
I just wanted to point out that there are 329.5 million people as of 2020 in the United States of America. So the fact that like that many people are following someone
on Instagram. Wait, say that number
again. 329.5 million people in the U.S.
So we can just pretend for 1 second, I know this is not the case. Let's just say only people in the U.S. follow her.
Yes.
Only 29 million people don't.
That's crazy.
That's insane. Okay, obviously that's not even real because that's the whole world. I'm not following Kylie either. So I'm looking, okay? So she's got a pregnancy photo from last week. Maybe that. Maybe people want to see baby number two.
That is cool.
She got a pregnancy photo from a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
She's got a throwback picture of, I believe, Kris Jenner from like the 80s.
Oh.
Maybe that. Just stuff. Yeah. Really nice outfit. Throwback picture when she and Kendall were small.
Look, I respect her and her hustle. I really do. And I know I have a lot of friends that follow her.
Matching rings with her little girl. The picture of a...
It's just impressive. Like, there's nothing that's like, whoa, gotta go to that Instagram to check that out.
Good for them. Yeah. Okay, I was sorry. I was just trying to look. I was gleaning something. That's what's hot and trending with Miguel and Holly. Sorry.